Rabbi Michal Ben Weissmandel, the Halachos of Meir Brochas.
Good morning. It's a great pleasure to have a chelik that part of this demonstration of Kavod Shamayim and Kavod Atayah by starting the day before going to work with Limud Atayah B'Rabim, shows and demonstrates the chashivas we show to Limud Atayah and Kadosh Baruch Hu help Yishkol Mechayel Al-Chayel and Hagbol Atayah L'Adiyah. We're now at the beginning of Sefer Shemoy, which Rambam called the Sefer HaGolos V'HaGolos. Starts with the Golos of Klal Yisrael, the Yidden Klal Yisrael going into Golos, and then continues with the Gola until the ultimate Gola, the Ruchnis the Gola, the spiritual Gola of building of the Mishkan. So we are now in the beginning of Parsha Shemoyis, which is the beginning of Yidden going into Golos, and it's appropriate to mention the well-known story of the child who's playing hide and seek with his friends. And he chose a most wonderful hiding place. And he was hiding there half an hour apart. And was very, very excited. He managed to choose such a special hiding place, and no one managed to find him. Another half an hour passed, and some more time passed, and he still did not manage to find him. And he lost his patience, and he came out from his hiding place. And to his dismay, he saw his friends, one playing chess with the other, another one playing bull, another others chatting, and he didn't even bother to go and look and search for him. So he was very, very upset, and he ran to his grandfather, the Mezid Shemagis, and he told him what happened. He said, I was playing hide and seek, and the purpose of the game is for me to hide, and for my friends to go and look and search for me. And my friends didn't even bother to go and look and search for me in my hiding place. The Mezid Shemagis heard the story, and he started to cry. And he said, what a profound message we learn from this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in the Torah, Banechi haste aste panai. There will come a day when you're going to Golos, and Banechi haste aste panai, I will hide myself, I will conceal my divine presence, my Shkocha prophets from you, and you won't be able to see me. But there's a purpose to it. The purpose is we should go and look and search for him in the Golos. So how sad is it, said the Mezid Shemagis, that we go on with our mundane activities and we forget to look at the search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Golos behind the scenes. The word Golos, the root of the word Golos, says the Chiddush HaRim, is Gilui, to reveal. The purpose of Golos is that we should go from ourselves and reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes, behind the mask. One way of finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Golos, in the Hestaponim, is to make brachos. The Rambam tells us that the purpose of the brachos, of so many brachos, which Chazal were mitzaken to us, is lizkoy et ha-boirei tomis u'le-yiro mimenu. To remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the boirei, our Creator, continuously and to fear from Him. By making a bracha, and we stop and see that sha'akoy u'miyah b'dvoroi, so we see and we contemplate and we see and we come to realize that everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We come to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This going at the Bayre Toma to remember our Creator continuously, and then Uligiram Emenu to come that brings us to Yerushalayim. The Gemara tells the Menachos that Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Omer and Meir, Chayev Odom, Nevorech, Meir Brochus Bechol Yoyim. The person is obliged, Mechuyev, to make 100 Brochus a day. The Rambam brings this in Perek Zayin, Anoch Yudalit, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Sir Mem Zayin as well, is the same word, Chayev Odom, it's obligation. The Rambam brings words even stronger, and he brings the Baruch Shama Yishvamah. Rosh Hashanah says, we say it, and here it's Chayev Odom, its obligation was Mechuyev to recite 100 brachos a day. Mechuyev. So on any normal weekday, we automatically have between 90 and 93 brachos. The reason for this number not being an exact one is because Ashkenazim recite 2 brachos on Tefillin whilst make one bracha. Yitzchak Ashkenaz, we say Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh Hashimcha B'Ravim, Ashkenazim, Ashkenaz, Yitzchak Ashkenaz, whilst others say Baruch Mekadesh Shmoy B'Ravim. So we've got Baruch Ato Hashem, if we say that's a bracha even without Malchus, without saying Melech Oilam, so we've got a second, another one. And also in Birchot HaTorah and Tzim Mem Zayin, we find the Machlekes, if Lasek V'Divrei Soiro, and the Harivno, is it one long bracha, is a bracha Arichta, is it one long bracha, that means we don't answer Amen after Lasek V'Divrei Soiro to the Harivno, because it's one long bracha, till Amelam Yitzor, Amelam Yitzor, and then comes another bracha, as a bracha Bonnet. So according to the big Machlekes of Tzim Mem Zayin, is it one bracha or the two brachas? Obviously, there's two brachas, but a bracha born with another bracha. But the last thing within the Seder, on the of the Harivno, going from Alam Eter, Alam Yitzor, is the question, is it one long bracha or the two separate brachas? So that's what brings us to the question of between 90 and 93 brachas. But at least 90 brachas, there is in a normal weekday, just from simple davening. Birchav HaShachar, Birchav HaTorah, Talith, Tzulin, Birchav Kriyashma, Benayit, and Badei, Shmoneh, 3 times 19 brachas. That brings us, gives us 90, at least 90 brachas. To fill in the other 7-10 brachas is done easily by eating, drinking, because Asher Yotza through the day is no problem. Not a normal weekday. The Medrash brought in the Torah tells us, in the time of David and Melech, was a plague, and there was a Megefa, which 100 people, like one of them, were dying every single day. David HaMelech Beruach Kodshoi saw the reason for this, and he instituted the halacha, the chiyuv, the obligation of reciting 100 brachas a day. The Gemara in Menachot of Mem Gimel brings the pasuk, "Ta'ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem and Akecha Shoyim Mimach." What is the Kodesh Baruch Hu asking from you? What the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us? Kiyam Le'ira, he asks only one thing, he asks Yirah Shemayim from us. The Gemara says, "Al Tikrei." More Hashem lekecha. What is Hashem lekecha Hashem imach? But mayo Hashem lekecha Hashem imach. Don't read it. Do not read it. More Hashem. What does Hashem Baruch Hu want from you? But read it. Mayo Hashem lekecha Hashem imach. Hashem Baruch Hu wants mayo. 100 brachos. And there is a mechlek. The text explains the reason for this. Why we change the word more to mayo. But that's what the Gemara tells us. The Mashiach explains that this is that what happened with this posuk. How to come into this posuk to learn how to make brachas. This is very, very, very posuk. This is by reciting the 100 brachas, that is what brings us to Yerushalayim. So the Atta Yisrael, Moa Hashem Lekech Hashem Yilu, Meo Hashem Lekech Hashem Yilu, but his brother is asking from us 100, Kiyam Le'ilu, that is what brings us to Yerushalayim, as we quoted before the Lashon HaRambam, that the Rambam says, the purpose of brachas is this guy at Abayre Tomei to remember Kodesh Baruch Hu Tomei constantly for the year of Imelo and then coming to Yerah Shemayim. So the main brachas, we're making brachas properly that brings us to Yerah Shemayim. Now let's come to the halacha part of it. How do we reckon today, Monday, today, the 100 brachas? We start from this morning till tomorrow morning. Is that where we count the main brachas? Or do we start from last night to this evening? We see clearly, there's a big shaila in the Rishonim, in the Facebook about it, but we see clearly, Halacha Lemaaseh from the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah, that the Cheshbon goes from last night to tonight. We see that very clearly. One proof to this is, they say that on Shabbos, we are missing 3 times 19 brachas. 3 times Shemayin Esther. Instead, we've got 3 times 7 brachas. Now, if the Cheshbon would go from Shabbat by day till Motzei Shabbat, and Friday morning till Shabbat morning, then the Chag would not be that bad. You'd have 2 times Michin on Shabbat, every Shabbat with 2 times 19 brachas, and Friday, and yeah, Motzei Shabbat, you're finishing up the 19 brachas, and the same thing Friday, you'll be missing an extra 1 Shmonat on Friday, and the person don't say that, and quite. All the Cheshbonim they took by Yom Kippur Shabbos, you see very clearly that the Cheshbon starts from night to night. Now, on Shabbos, the place couldn't speak out, and we're missing 20 brachas in total. After taking account of the 3 sugyos that we eat on Shabbos, we're still missing 20 brachas. The Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara which we said before, is we should eat fruit Echus and Hanan, and that will fill in the 20 brachas which we are missing. That is the Chiluk Aloch which we must do. We must make sure to fill in the 100 brachas by simply making Echus and Hanan or Asher Yotzah, and that's the way we can fill in the 20 brachas which are missing on Shabbos. If it's not possible, the only reason it's not possible to eat, you can't eat so much, whatever the place is. So, only if it's not possible, and only with the other, and also, the same thing goes to Yom Kippur, which Yom Kippur you're missing even more. Yom Kippur you're missing 33 brachas. 33 brachas. 67 brachas in Yom Kippur. If we say, it should also be called 30. So it's not, and it's not possible to eat. So what are we doing in Kippur? And saying Shabbos, a person can't fill it with prayers. We should listen to the birchas and support the Shulchan Aruch. We should listen to the brachas of the Oilim Neteira. It's 8 Oilim Neteira with Master. And listen to the brachas of Shabbos, Bona, Hashemot, and Nono, and answer Amen, that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings. And that's the way we'll be Yetzer, our fill in to make the 20 brachas. The birchas of Teira and the Hashemot. And the brachas of Rav Kairos. This is a rosh at the end of brachas, which says this eitzah, and also our God's Maimonides in the Rambam also brings the same eitzah. The eitzah is to listen to the brachas. That's only with the everdik eitzah when we have got, where we can't eat pears, whatever reason, or on Yom Kippur, that's the eitzah to do. We come now to a very interesting subject, a very interesting point. How does it work by listening to someone else's bracha? How does it work by listening to someone else's bracha? So like this, if we listen to Kiddush, something which every person, Birchat HaShofar, Birchat HaMegillah, which every individual is mechuyev, is obliged to make, he's obliged, I am mechuyev and you're mechuyev, every single one in the family is mechuyev to hear Kiddush, to make Kiddush, to say Kiddush really. There's a din of Shemei HaKoyin, and Shemei HaKoyin means, tells us, that by listening to someone else's bracha, that's it. You said it yourself, by listening and providing that he's got a mind to be made to you, and you've got a mind to be yoytzeh from the person who's saying it, you can be yoytzeh the din of Kiddush, and the same thing goes to Birchat HaShofar, Birchat Kriyas Megillah, all things, every single person is mechuyev to read the Megillah, every single person is mechuyev to hear Shofar, every single person is mechuyev to make a bracha. So the way to the Indian of Shemei Kohenah, by Shemei Kohenah, I can be Yetzer these brachas. Then I understand very well that by listening to these brachas, just as I was Yetzer, my chiyuv, my obligation for mitzvah kiddush or mitzvah birchas, the kiyah shofar, the same way, I'm Yetzer, my dimei brachas. When it comes here to birchas avteira and avteira, isn't it not a chiyuv on the oiler himself? Whose chiyuv is it to make this bracha? Simply speaking, it's a din on the oiler, the one who has a liya l'toyer, he has to make the bracha. Not me, it's not din of Shemei HaKoyne, that I am obliged, every person, every congregant, every person in the tzibur is mechuyev to make a bracha, and I have to be yoytzer, I have to be yoytzer the chiyuv of the bracha by him reciting it. That's not the way it is. He has got to make a bracha, and that's it. So how am I yoytzer with his bracha? How am I yet with his private bracha, a din of Meir bracha? Furthermore, to prove this point, the God Maimonides tells us, after telling us this etzah of listening to the bracha, he finishes up the Meir bracha, the Yet the Meir bracha, by listening to the Kriyas HaTorah, he finishes up by saying, Lefikach, therefore, the God has told you, the etzah of listening to Meir bracha, by listening to Kriyas HaTorah, Lefikach, therefore, he should make sure, the one who's oiling the Torah should make sure to say the brachas aloud. So for those people who want to be yoytzeh to the Meir brachas, they should hear it and they should be able to listen and hear the brachas. So you see very clearly that the only reason, according to the God's mind, that we have to say it loud is only for the ones who want to listen to the Meir brachas. Otherwise, we know chiyuv even from the hear the brachas. There's no chiyuv for me to hear the brachas. So what's going on in Menei Abed? What's going on here? Here you say there's no chiyuv really to hear the brachas only because I should be yoytzeh the Meir brachas. And that is the so why, how am I yoytzeh with his brachas? It's his bracha, not mine. And by the way, just not to get misled, Baruch Hu Hashem Mavayach, the first word, Baruch Hu Hashem Mavayach, the Mishnah Berurah says very strongly that the chiyuv gomor to say it loud in front of 10 people and if Adam in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, a very interesting chiddush. And he answers with another question. And he answers the question is like this: the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch also tell us that you've got to listen to the Dicha Vatera and answer Amen. Why did the Rosh and why did the Shulchan Aruch go out of the way to answer Amen? Normally, the halacha is very important halacha to know that even if a person, if other person has got to answer Amen, so when he wants to be Yotza amidst the Kiddush, let's say, I have to answer Amen. The family have to answer Amen. But if a person does not answer Amen, it's very clear, halacha, you are still Yotza. The main thing is you listen, you have a mind to be Yotza, the one who's Motzi me has a mind to be Motzi me, and that's the way you're Yotza, even if he does not answer Amen. So why does the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch go out of the way to say the Yana Amen? So the Peter Goldman says Hilchos Brachos, and Hilchos, I'm sorry, Ikupchov Dalit. And the Kidego also quotes this Pimagodam Hilchos Shabbat. And he brings, and he says, he answers one question with the other. He says that the Gemara tells them Brachos, Rachnum Gimel, Kolo Oine Omein Godel Menem Avorech. The Gemara says that Kolo Oine Omein, when someone answers Omein, he's even greater than the Mavorech, the one who, he's masked, he gives out scummers to the person's bracha, even greater than the one who made the bracha himself. So he says, true, I'm not Yotze Ma'achil. It's a very big chiddush in Hilchos Meir Brachos. When it comes to Meir Brachos, listening to someone else's bracha and answering Amen, because I answered Amen, true, I have to answer Amen. But answering the word Amen, that way I am giving out scummer, I'm agreeing, I'm saying Amen to his bracha, but just saying the word Amen and giving out scummer to his bracha, it's his bracha, not my bracha. I am Yerke Zin and Meir Brachas. Because the Gemara calls them brachas, and call the Oina Amen, it's even greater than a Mavarech. So it can be Yerke the Meir Brachas, not only by making my own brachas, also answer Amen to someone else's bracha. That is what the Prima Godin says. The truth is, by Dana Yomtiv and the Rosh, the place is Yomtiv, he says different. He says, it doesn't mean it's loud dafka. It says Amen, doesn't mean that Amen. Even without Amen, you listen to someone else's brachas, you Yerke. But the Prima Godin, and the creator quoted, says, no, that it's because of the Amen. And the answer is one question with the other, because it's not his Amen, it's not my bracha, it's his bracha. And the Pinagodim goes as he talks, so in Hilchos Brachos, he tells us the same thing again. And he says, in a few words, the Pinagodim with a few little words, he says this halacha, instead of a tannis on a fast day, and he missed by night, he missed quite a few brachas of the evening, he said he only had 90 brachas. What is 90 to 93? But what do you do? So for some reason, they've not mentioned the Kriyas HaTorah, this Kriyas HaTorah in time. He didn't mention that. And he said, another Eitzel, listen to the Birchat HaShachar. Listen to Shanot Mosech Vina, Shavarit HaNidah, and answer Amen. So it's Takalah, according to the Prima God, it's Lav Dafka Birchat HaTorah. Any Brachi, here's someone else, Shahaka, Omiya, Bekori, and answer Amen to it. So you are giving out Skoma to his Brachah, by saying Amen, you've also got the Dina Meir Brachah. So Prima God, I'm not saying Halukha Mamayasa. That's the Prima Godim and the Kivei just brings it. The Shuvat Mabit argues and says that the answering Amen is not sufficient to be Yetzer the Din of Meir Brachos. But his opinion is this, that just as one is mechuyev to listen to the Kriyat HaTorah, so one is mechuyev to listen to the Birchat HaTorah. We said before that God's Maimon is hold differently. He said the only reason you have to listen to the Brachos is only in order to be Yaitu Din Meir Brachos. The Mabit says differently that just as one is mechuyev to listen to Kriyat HaTorah, every person is individually mechuyev to listen to Birchat HaTorah of the Kriyat. Not only in order to be Yaitu Din Meir Brachos. Even otherwise, it's a chiyev in every individual. This is also opinion of the Shlo of the Shlo, and also the Mishnah Berurah and Bina Halacha says this as an own svara, and I'll read you out what the Mishnah Berurah says. He brings from the place that we don't see that we have to say it loud, that everyone has to listen to it. It's not clear if everyone has to listen. He says, nevertheless, in Ikka Adin, Yeshli Safik is there. After the Indian, the Evans. Perhaps, he says, I've got a Safik, that perhaps the kibbutz that brachas elu, loy niskinu kol ikka, elam mekveda teira, I'm going to translate it, kishatoye betzibur, the Hainu, because the Kohen above the Tzibur, Yesh the Chabdo Kabeil Om, for the Kvoy Aleh Adob of Neasmo, the Imkei Mai Kovid Uzeh, Kishu Aynan Beinu Lebein Asmo, Vein Atzibur Shoyin. He says like this, why, what's the reason for us to repeat over and say Bichat the Prayer in the Tzibur? Come on, have Aliyah let's say, oh, we say Bichat the Prayer, we said in the morning already. We said also, Bichat the Prayer in the morning, when we got up in the morning. Why are we saying then Bichat the Prayer, when we have Aliyah let's say? So the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion, and the Chalek of the Rishonim, that the Shulchan Aruch takes on, and the reason is, because when we say, when we read the Torah again, the Tzibur, yeah, the Tzibur, that is the Kvoda Torah, to honor for the Torah, to go and give a bracha again in front of the whole Tzibur, and give again another bracha to the Rebbeinu Shlomo for giving us his Torah. So it's not only when we read, when we learn Torah, the Eilei Devarim, She'enam Shia, we say, a Mishnah, we say, a Bosov, we learn Torah privately, and we make a Birchas of Torah. When we read the Torah, the Tzibur, that obligates again for a new bracha of Birchas of Torah, because it's a Torah of the Tzibur, which is read the Tzibur, it's quite, it's covered the Torah, it's the honor of the Torah, but we make a new bracha of Birchas of Torah. So he says, the Sefer Mishabura, what type of quite a tzibur do they have? Someone comes up and says a quiet bracha, and they're not even hearing it. Where is the quiet a tzibur? So therefore, the tzibur must hear and listen to the bracha, just as it as mechuyim to listen to the kriyas atzayya. So this again a chiddush, because it's not my bracha as a kiddush a shemei kriyin. It's not my bracha. It's the person of oil the tzayya's bracha. But nevertheless. But since we've got to take part in the bracha, because he must say it dafka in front of the tzibur, and we must listen to it, this sufficiently enough to be yoytzer the din of mei bracha. So we've got here mechlekes prima godim and the tshuvas mabit. What the reason for kriyat birchas atzayah while we yoytzer? The prima godim is of an opinion by answering amen. That's what gives us the din. The way the That's how we are yotzer the mei brachot, and therefore to the prima godin who are din, the same thing goes. The person will answer amen and any other brachot, and truth of this has nothing to do with amen. The point is because we're mechuyev at least to listen to the birchas atzayah, and we're mechuyev to listen to his birchas atzayah. We are also got a shut, which we've also got a partnership in his brachot, but it's his brachot it's his brachot, but still to be yotzer the mei brachot. With these two explanations, we can understand very well the psak of the Mogen Elef that's on the Pirish on the Sefer Matan Ephraim, who said although a bracha to be yotzer bracha by someone else, say for someone else saying it, we mustn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemay. We hear Kiddush and we want to be yotzer Kiddush. We mustn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemay in the middle. Mishabur actually is an opinion that if you did say it, you yotzer b'di'evet. The Chalek is about it. Mishabur holds you yotzer b'di'evet. But nevertheless, we mustn't say Baruch Hu because they're hefsik. But the Birchas Atzayah and Atzayah, where we want to be yotzer the Mei Brachos, then we are allowed to say Baruch Hu Shemay. Very nidea. If it comes Yom Kippur, comes Shabbos, for every reason, we didn't eat enough and we want to be yotzer the Mei Brachos, we're listening to the prayer. Are we allowed to answer Baruch Hu Shemay or not? And I heard this question many times asked. Are you allowed to answer Baruch Hu Shemay or not? And the explanation is simple. Because it's not my bracha. A person mustn't make a heftig in the middle of his own bracha. It's made his own bracha as if he's saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemoy, Elokeinu Melech Olam. He's listening to someone else's kiddush, and he's Baruch Atah Hashem, and he's saying, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemoy, Elokeinu Melech Olam. That's what's happening when Shemoy Kohen, and I'm being yoyed to my bracha. It's not my bracha, it's someone else's bracha. It's the Oil Lutayah's bracha. But me listening to your bracha, I'm Yetza, the Dinah Meir Brachot, according to the Mabit, or according to Prima Godin, by answering Amen to your Brachot, it's not my Brachot. Therefore, we understand very well the Psak of this Sefer Mogen Elef, who says that we're allowed to answer Baruch Hu Shemay, even if we want to be Yetza, the Meir Brachot. Now let's go to another very important, interesting Shaila, as much as the time will allow. What we do in the summer, when we're the Kabbal Shabbos early, after Plag HaMincha, before Shvir. What do we do then? Does the Kabbalah Shabbos turn the Friday into a new day? Or does it only give Kedusha Shabbos to the Friday? What does Kedusha Shabbos do? Does it give Kedusha Shabbos up to the Friday? Or does it change the whole Friday into Shabbos? And this The truth is, the Shaila goes also for the simple davening Maariv, even in the weekdays. There just won't be enough time to discuss that. There's another Shaila also for Negeya, the simple davening Maariv in every weekday, does the Maariv change it into night or not? We're not going to discuss that now. It's another Shaila. But now we're talking about the Kabbalah Shabbos. A person is Mekabel Tzitzur Shabbos. The Koyach of, yeah, we are able to Mekabel Tzitzur Shabbos. Now, by Mekabel Tzitzur Shabbos, we become also in doing any melacha, according to the Mechalek Rishonim that we take on, you know, it is the Simchas Yom Tov and everything else, already in the din of Tzitzur Shabbos. But does that mean, on Yom Tov, does that mean on Shabbos and Yom Tov we add on the Tzitzur? Does that mean that it gives Kedusha to the rest of the time, but it's still a Friday with Kedusha of Shabbos? Well, no. Does it change the whole Friday into the day of Shabbos? By making Tzitzur Shabbos, we've got the prayer to change it, and it's considered Shabbos. So we find this, just to mention two Mala Mekhaidim, two places we find this. We find one place is Benegeya to the Alocha of Hefzik Tahara. So, if a person makes a Hefzik Tahara, if she makes a Hefzik Tahara, she was Mekabel Shabbos, she was Mekabel Shabbos early in the summer, and she makes a Hefzik Tahara after davening, after Maariv even, before Nacht, that is before Shkia, there's something that you have 2 hours, before Shkia, but she made already Kabbalah Shabbat. The Mechleik is a place to the Sinna Kufta Revolt, Shechon Orach Yeredeya, if you can, Friday as number one, and Shabbat is number two, or is Shabbat, because is it only count as one day, because you're ready for Kabbalah Shabbat, it's already Shabbat, and it's only Shabbat in one day. And very Potskim, most Potskim are of opinion, they can count as 2 days. You count it, you have a Kabbalah Shabbat, not change it into Shabbat. It's Friday with Kedusha Shabbat, but it's not Shabbat yet. She makes the Hefzik Tahara, she can still count the Friday as one, and Shabbat as another. Obviously, I'm not passing our local Lamaita, and we're not the only old Shilin. I'm just saying, that's what very Potskim are of opinion. The same question we find in Hilchot Tzvirus Omer. Hilchot Tzvirus Omer, what happens if someone forgot in the summer? He forgot, it's three things always in the summer. So it's very negated. It says the Makabo Shabbat early. So it's very negated, the Ganocha. And he was Makabo Shabbat. He may be in the middle of the Suda. He may even finished eating and benched already if he benches before Nacht and before Shkia. Let's talk about it early. And he wants to say, I forgot the Sfiris Ema on Friday. Am I allowed to say Sfiris Ema or not? Says the Shad Shiva and Shechon Aruch brings Shem Zera Emet, they can still say Tzvirus Oemer for the previous day, even though you're Mekabel Shabbat already, and continue the next day without the bracha, obviously by day, and the next day continue back as normal with the bracha. So in other words, we're taking on that the Shabbat, Friday and Shabbat, the Kabbalah Shabbat does not change into Friday. If so, it's a very big Kiddush Laloch of the Maaseh. In the summer days, we're going to be missing another over 20 brachas of just of the Kabbalah of Friday night davening and the Suda Shabbat. I found the Shem Zalman Aga in the state of Siach Alocha Taka takes it on that way. He takes on that you're not yet, so the Meir brachas will go, you added not much more to Friday, but it's not going to help you to Shabbat. And therefore, either you have to add another 40 brachas of Paris, or maybe have a different day of doing both. Even the payers, and plus the clear that there are others who argue to the shape of the lady, there are others who argue, again, the shayat off with own role. I'm just bringing in this, just speaking it out, this aloha namai.
Amen.